I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, it's good to be here with you again.
I think in an earlier podcast, you touched on the issue of due diligence. Tell me, just how important is that?
Well, behind this question really lies the need to fully understand what due diligence really means. And furthermore, when you should actually consider undertaking an in-depth due diligence study. You see, it's not always appropriate, nor is it cost-effective, for you to undertake a study on every single property. And generally, the advice I give to clients is that it's not until you purchase a standalone property or something perhaps over $1.5 million that you should be even considering spending the money on a detailed due diligence report. And hopefully the reason for that will become clearer as we talk a bit further today.
Before we delve any further, perhaps you could clearly define due diligence for our listeners.
Okay, well, let me give you my definition of due diligence. It is the systematic review and analysis of the property that you're about to purchase so as to confirm that the physical and financial aspects accord with what has been represented to you by the vendor.
Well, let's start to explore some of those aspects.
Now, for the purposes of today's podcast, I'm going to leave aside the legal aspects of any due diligence because your lawyer, as a matter of course, will check through all the lease documentation and the contract itself. However, you will need to check that the financial aspects represented to you at the outset match up with those specified in the final document. And so, moving on to the building itself, there are three main areas that a due diligence study will cover. Now, these include the architectural and structural, the mechanical and electrical, and the hydraulics and the fire protection. However, each of these involve an analysis of different components within the building itself. So let's start with the architectural and structural. You will have building consultants who will assess the building's facade, the various walls, both curtain and glass walls and the masonry perimeter walls, the roof and its guttering, as well as any ramp stairs that are leading to the building. Now, they will also look at the driveways, the car parking and the retaining walls on the boundaries of the properties. And then the building consultants will look at public area items such as the entry foyer, the internal walls, the floor and ceilings, both carpet and tiling, the internal stairways, plus the various amenities and kitchenettes located within the building. And then they will give you their detailed comments as to their suitability.
So what about the mechanical and electrical aspects?
Well, here they would start by fully describing all of the existing systems and then commenting on the condition of the existing plant and electrical services, things like the lifts, the switchboard, and the various other components. And then their report will assess how well they comply with the BCA and Australian standards and also comment on any corrective measures that may need to be undertaken in order to rectify any non-compliance.
And the final aspect?
Well, the final component of the overall report would involve the building's hydraulics and fire protection. And here, your consultants begin by describing again the existing systems in respect to hot and cold water, the air conditioning, sewerage, and the existing fire protection services. And again, there will be an assessment made as to whether the present systems comply with current regulations and what needs to be rectified if, in fact, they don't. And then finally, your consultant will usually make some broad calculations as to each of these systems' capacity to cope with the property's needs going forward.
Earlier, you alluded to the fact that not every property justifies outlaying the expense of a due diligence study. What do you mean by that?
Well, the reason for me just saying that earlier is that from what I've described already, you'll appreciate that your consultants are going to require a fair amount of information in order to conduct a meaningful due diligence study and thereby provide you with a report upon which you can rely. Now, normally, I would flag all that required documentation in my initial purchase proposal, just so as it doesn't come as a surprise at the very end when we're trying to conclude the deal. Anyhow, the sort of things that you would include in that proposal, the documentation you would be seeking would be the architectural plans and elevations, the various service documentation, including specifications, detailed as-built drawings showing each component of the building and its services, the various operating and maintenance manuals for all the services involved, and all the contracts in place to maintain those services, and finally, the original building certification from the responsible authorities that everything is built to meet the standards at the time. Now, perhaps you can see from all of that that why it's not always practical to undertake a comprehensive due diligence study when you're purchasing a strata titled property for under $1.5 million, which forms part of a much larger building. Now, unless the building is relatively new, you're most unlikely to get your hands on much of that base building information. And besides, there would have already been a number of other purchases within the building, and it's reasonable to assume if it's a strata building that if there'd been any potential teething problems, they would have been identified and resolved by either that owner or other owners within the building. However, if you are purchasing a standalone property, you generally find that the original plans, the drawings, the service contracts and specifications are passed on from one owner to the next, and therefore most of this required base building information should then be readily available.
And tell me, what sort of time frame are we talking about for a due diligence study?
Well, the consultants that I use and recommend my clients use will generally come back to me with a 3 to 4 page preliminary email within about 48 hours of inspecting the property. And this will give you a very clear understanding of whether the property matches up to your expectations based upon what you've been told leading up to your purchase. Now, the arrangement I have is that if there are any items needing rectification, the consultants will provide a budget estimate for the amount to carry out any remedial work. Now, what that does is it quickly provides the vendors with the option of rectifying any problems themselves or simply making a cash adjustment at settlement for you to undertake the work. And in many respects, I would prefer the cash adjustment because then you know that the remedial work is being done properly.
I don't know about anyone else, but that certainly clarified the number of things for me.
Well, hopefully it's provided a better understanding of where due diligence actually fits within the overall acquisition process. And the training material that I make available to clients will show you precisely how to include this within your purchase proposal.
That all sounds good. And thanks again.
Well, it's my pleasure.